Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, Bitcoin nuke warning as Fed rate hike decision looms and U.S. dollar currency index hits a 20-year high. That's right. Today is the big day for FOMC experts. 100 BPS likely nukes support for good, while 50 BPS likely pumps and gives the bulls some breathing room. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ, Fidelity, and BlackRock are all increasing their Bitcoin offerings amid the bear market. Probably nothing, right? And this just in breaking news, Colorado becomes the first U.S. state to accept Bitcoin as payment for taxes. And quoting Sean Lennon, you may not like Bitcoin, but the central banks of the world have noticed and are concocting their antidote, CBDCs. Inversely, the antidote to CBDCs is Bitcoin. Eventually, there will only be one choice between financial slavery to central authority or self-sovereignty through BTC. Also in today's show, can't stop, won't stop, Michael Saylor's MicroStrategy now holds 130,000 BTC. Quoting Saylor here, MicroStrategy has purchased an additional 301 Bitcoins for $6 million at an average price of $19,800 per Bitcoin. And as of September 19th, MicroStrategy holds 130,000 Bitcoins acquired for almost $4 billion at an average price of $30,600 per Bitcoin. And I must remind you, MicroStrategy has never sold any Bitcoin. Also in today's show, here's a realistic Bitcoin bottom forecast according to crypto trader Jason Pizzino. We always pay very, very close attention to what the market sentiment is doing, and the market sentiment is fearful. So the drop down in price may not be that much. Maybe it goes to $13,000, $14,000, $15,000, $16,000. But in terms of emotion, it'll be extreme. People will really, really feel bad about the move down. And this just in breaking news, the Royal Family of Dubai Company partners with Coin Corner to facilitate Bitcoin transactions in the UAE. That's right, quoting their CEO here, a large number of companies are ready to embrace Bitcoin as legal tender for transactions. Also in today's show, analyst says Solana has the potential to move up over 2,000% for the next bull run, and shares his price targets for Bitcoin and Ethereum, with his Bitcoin target being 158,000, Ethereum target 15,000, with his Solana target skyrocketing to $739, an increase of 2,100%. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. This is podcast episode number 1052 of the Crypto News Alerts pod. Bitcoin underwent a weak rebound on September 21st as the US dollar jumped to new yearly highs as investors await today's FOMC interest rate decision. Now, Bitcoin's price has managed to cling on to 19,000 with a modest daily gain of 1.3%. Meanwhile, the US dollar currency index, which measures the greenback strength versus a pool of top foreign currencies, rose to 110.8, the highest level in 20 years. Now, the Federal Reserve is poised to discuss how it could raise its benchmark lending rates to curb record inflation. And interestingly, the market expects the US central bank to rate hikes by 75 or 100 basis points. The ramification of higher interest rates will likely result in lower appetite for riskier assets. And conversely, the US dollar will serve as the go-to safe haven for investors escaping risk on assets. There seems no reason for the Fed to soften the hawkishness shown at the recent Jackson Hole Symposium, and the 0.75 percentage point hawkish hike should keep the dollar near its highs of the year, says analyst of ING, told the Financial Times. Meanwhile, trader Posty XBT shared the following, as us FOMC experts would know, today is a big day, 100 BPS likely nukes support for good, 50 BPS likely pumps and gives the bulls some breathing room. It's going to be a very interesting daily close, but nonetheless, a 100 BPS rate hike would be extremely bearish for the S&P 500. This could be equally problematic for Bitcoin, whose correlation with stocks has been consistently positive since December of 2021. The U.S. economy suffered two back-to-back quarters of negative growth. Moreover, its manufacturing PMI pointed to the slowest growth in factory activity since July of 2020. Meanwhile, the two-year U.S. Treasury returns have crossed above the 10-year U.S. Treasury return, plotting a yield curve, and these metrics raise the alarm about an impending recession. But offsetting those are unemployment data, as its record low, and housing starter rates still above their danger zone of $1.35 million, according to data presented by Charles Edwards, founder of Capriole Investments. Now, normally, recession warnings prompt the Fed to pivot, in other words, to scale back or pause their hiking rates, but Edwards notes that the central bank will not pivot since the U.S. economy is technically not in a recession. Quoting him here, until major concerns of recession show up, until it hurts where it counts, employment, there is no reason to expect an urgent change in Fed policy here, so it is business as usual until we have evidence that inflation is under control. And from a technical perspective, Bitcoin can still drop to $14,000 in 2022 if a drop below its current support level of around $18,800 triggers a head and shoulders breakdown, which you can see appearing here in this chart. And conversely, a rebound from the $18,800 support could have Bitcoin's price eyeing $22,500 next as an interim upside target, or a 16.5% rise from today's price. Now check this out. NASDAQ, Fidelity, and BlackRock, some of the largest asset managers in the world who control trillions upon trillions of dollars under management, are all increasing their Bitcoin offerings amid the bear market. Probably nothing, right? And more breaking news, Colorado becomes the first U.S. state to accept Bitcoin as payment for taxes. Bitcoin game theory in full effect. Let's freaking go. And quoting Sean Lennon, you may not like Bitcoin, but the central banks of the world have noticed and are concocting their antidote, CBDCs. Inversely, the antidote to CBDCs is Bitcoin. Eventually, there will only be one choice between financial slavery, the central authority, or self-sovereignty through BTC. Preach. And before I break down next story of the day, Michael Saylor can't stop. MicroStrategy now holds 130,000 BTC. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, all the major cryptos are currently pumping back in the green, with Bitcoin up almost 2% for the day, maintaining just above $19,200. We have Ether up about 0.75% for the day, trading at $1,350. XRP up 6%, trading above 40 cents, while Binance Coin, Solana, Polkadot, and Cardano are all pumping and in the green. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. MicroStrategy now owns 0.62% of all the Bitcoin that will ever be mined. The company's executive chairman, Michael Saylor, announced that the company bought yet another 301 Bitcoin for roughly $6 million at an average price of $19,851 per BTC. In sum, the company is one of the planet's largest hodlers of the asset. In fact, they were the first publicly traded company to put Bitcoin on their balance sheet. Now they own 130,000 BTC. So apparently, Saylor likes round numbers, buying 301 Bitcoin to reach the 130,000 milestone, which he shares here on crypto Twitter. MicroStrategy has purchased an additional 301 Bitcoins for $6 million at an average price of $19,851 per Bitcoin. And as of September 19th, 2022, MicroStrategy holds 130,000 Bitcoins acquired for $3.98 billion at an average price of $30,639 per Bitcoin. Now, due to the plunging price action, the company's investment is down substantially in US dollar terms. However, one Bitcoin is still equivalent to one Bitcoin. So naturally, 130,000 Bitcoin is still equal to 130,000 BTC. Just saying, MicroStrategy's entry price is roughly $30,639 per BTC. And the SEC filing states that the firm has bought 130,000 BTC at an aggregate purchase price of approximately $3.98 billion. Now, if MicroStrategy started stacking sats at today's prices, it would have spent $2.48 billion on 130,000 BTC. Saylor is currently at a paper loss of over $1 billion. But guess what? You don't lose what you don't sell. So you really didn't lose nothing. And according to the SEC filing, the company made the purchase with excess cash. And Saylor recently stepped down as the CEO of the company to focus on buying more Bitcoin, while Washington, D.C. has taken aim at the billionaire in a tax evasion lawsuit. The Bitcoin enthusiast were quick to commend Saylor's buy, referred to as the Giga Chad. Saylor's conviction and commitment to buying Bitcoin, despite the investment being underwater, has garnered both a devout following and numerous critics. And I also like to point out that MicroStrategy has never sold any Bitcoin. Take that, Elon Musk and other large wallet addresses include the crypto exchange Bitfinex, which holds 170,000 BTC, and a Binance Reserve wallet that holds 125,000 BTC. Binance, as we know, is the world's largest crypto exchange and also has several wallets holding six figures of the king crypto. And before I break down next story of the day, here's a realistic Bitcoin bottom forecast, according to crypto trader Jason Pizzino. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $900 billion, with about $65 billion in volume. In the past 24 hours, the Bitcoin dominance back on the rise at 40.2%, with the Ether dominance at 18.1%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Terra Classic USD leading the pack up 8.5%, trading at 3.4 cents, followed by Kusama up 6%, trading at $42, followed by XRP up 4.5%, trading just above 40 cents. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past week, you can see a sea of red with mass losses for the alts, with just a handful in the green, including Chili's up 20.4%, XRP up 19%, and Ape up 16.9%. And checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated to 23 out of 100 in extreme fear. Yesterday at 23 as well. Last week at 27 and last month at 29 in fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. A popular analyst and trader is predicting a financial capitulation phase for the king crypto before Bitcoin could realistically bottom out. In a new video, the crypto strategist tells his 275,000 YouTube subs that Bitcoin has failed to follow through on a classic bottom pattern and now looks poised to print a new bear market low. Quoting him here, when you get a signal like this, double bottom, any particular signal like that fail, you can see the breakdown here. Once this goes beneath that bottom level of 18,600, that is a failure of a double bottom. That usually means you're going to see lower prices, significantly lower prices than this current low of 18,600, which you can see here in this chart. And although the crypto analyst is predicting a fresh leg down for the king crypto, he believes that the correction will not be as drastic as when Bitcoin witnessed from January to June of this year. He also gives a range where Bitcoin could realistically bottom out. As he shares here, we always pay very, very, very close attention to what the market sentiment is doing, and the market sentiment is fearful, so the drop down in price may not be that much. Maybe it goes to $13,000, $14,000, $15,000, $16,000, but in terms of the emotion, it'll be extreme. People will feel really, really bad about the move down. But when you look at it in terms of dollar value, we have seen way bigger dollar moves on the way down. I'm not expecting like this November 2021 to January 2022, or like this to play out March 2022 to June 2022. So there you have it. And to watch this video he did entitled Caution, Crypto Crash Final Low, check the show notes below the video in the description. What are your thoughts surrounding his bearish take of Bitcoin potentially hitting a low of $13,000? Let me know in the comments right down below. And before I break down next breaking story of the day, Royal Family of Dubai Company partners with Coin Corner to facilitate Bitcoin transactions in the UAE. As well as crypto analyst says Solana has the potential for explosive gains next bull run, and shares his targets for Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Solana. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1300 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. And if you're not already plugged into the podcast, be sure to check us out on Spotify as well as Apple's iTunes and Google Play. And you can also find me all across social media, from crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, Instagram, and TikTok. So wherever you at, be sure to plug in and follow me there. Coin Corner, a global leader in Bitcoin and Lightning Network services, has partnered with the Seed Group to facilitate Bitcoin transactions in the UAE. Let's freaking go. Apart from individuals, a large number of companies are ready to embrace Bitcoin and other digital currencies as legal tender for future transactions, said the CEO of the Seed Group. The UAE wants to offer growth-oriented environment to fintech companies by establishing an ecosystem for digital currencies. Companies dealing in cryptos holding huge potential in the Emirates digital economy. The Seed Group will help Coin Corner expand their operations into the Emirates and wider Middle East, market their products and services effectively, reach their audience, and access top decision makers in the government, as well as private sectors. Now, Coin Corner will be focusing on establishing a user-friendly platform where UAE residents can buy, sell, send, receive, and store Bitcoin, as well as offer local businesses solutions in dealing with Bitcoin. We are pleased to enter into a mutually beneficial partnership with the Seed Group, said Danny Scott, the CEO of Coin Corner. We are committed to making Bitcoin transactions the new normal in the UAE with the help of our unique solutions, facilitating instant and frictionless payments. Now, this partnership will give Coin Corner access to one of the fastest growing economies and further its opportunities to reach out to prospective clients based in the Middle East, Africa, and Asian regions. Now, the UAE is amongst the world's top four countries that are prime for Bitcoin and crypto adoption. According to a recent study by Forex, the UAE's Bitcoin and crypto market is the third largest in the Middle East, with a transaction volume of around $26 billion. And over the previous financial year, the market there had grown an astounding 1,500% from 2020 to 2021. Let the mass Bitcoin adoption and game theory continue all around the world. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. A popular crypto strategist, shout out to Invest Answers, is analyzing Solana's potential price path in relation to Bitcoin's possible explosion during the next bull market. In a new YouTube video, the anonymous host of Invest Answers unveils to his 444,000 subs a strategy for predicting Solana's value in the future. According to the anonymous crypto analyst, his Solana price prediction methodology first involves looking at Bitcoin's possible future value to come up with the price target for Ethereum. Quoting him here, what I did was I compared the Bitcoin price to the Ethereum dominance in the future, which I believe will be at least 25%. That will bring us to an Ethereum price, hypothetically, of $15,450. If Bitcoin goes to $158,000, if Bitcoin doesn't go to $158,000, that $15,000 price target for Ethereum goes away. And that is a function of the scarcity, the deflationary nature of ETH and proof of stake, etc., etc. Now, 25% ETH dominance indicates that Ethereum makes up a quarter of the total crypto market cap. And after deriving the potential future price of Ethereum, the crypto analyst says he can now come up with the two price targets for Solana, as he shares here. Now, there are two variations for the Solana price. One is 10% of ETH dominance, and the second one is 20% of ETH dominance. The crypto strategist says that if Solana is at 10% ETH dominance, he thinks it can surge to $370 in this hypothetical situation, more than a 1,000% increase from its current price. And if Solana achieves 20% ETH dominance, the analyst thinks it can skyrocket to $739 per coin, which is an increase of more than 2,100% from today's price of $32. Let me know if you agree or disagree with these bullish price predictions of the Bitcoin price hitting $158,000, while Ethereum hits $15,000 and Solana hits a whopping $739. And to watch this video he did entitled Solana Price Prediction, MicroStrategy, and Bitcoin, check the show notes below the video in the description. And now for a quick recap, what I covered with you here in today's show: Bitcoin nuke warning as Fed rate hike decision looms and US dollar currency index hits a 20-year high, as well as MicroStrategy now holds 130,000 BTC, as well as here's a realistic Bitcoin bottom forecast according to crypto trader Jason Pizzino. We also discussed breaking news of the Royal Family of Dubai company partnering with Coin Corner to facilitate Bitcoin transactions in the UAE, as well as crypto analyst shares his bullish price predictions for Solana, Ethereum, and Bitcoin. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Peter Cialella wrote, "Hey JV, miss seeing you, bro, but glad you're back and all is well with you. Lots of FUD out there. Certainly macro headwinds is a concern for the short term, but long term, we have much to look forward to. As crypto investors, we can't forget the market is no different than other markets. You make a great point, and as always, I appreciate your continued support." Our next featured comment comes from Chris B. "Thought about you in the hurricane. Happy to see you are well. Haven't touched my Bitcoin. HODL." That's right, we got hit by Hurricane Fiona here in the island of Puerto Rico, which caused a island-wide blackout for 2 days. But fortunately, the power is back and we're stronger than ever. And our third and final featured comment comes from Pezza. "Keep hodling and keep watching the best crypto news channel. Like I said before, we will remember these intimate family times with fond memories. $100,000 Bitcoin party incoming. Send it. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop a comment below. And if you're not already subscribed to the channel, you know what to do. Hit that bell icon, turn on all notifications. Will Smith, that like button, drop a comment below, and I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. Peace."